start training, this game is hard and arduous. You're gonna play in the dark like when it rains in a park. You're hardly conscious of the stains and the scars, enabling your partly clouded logic to paint double populace with arrangements of chocolates. Now, you're working yourself out the same as when you strain with the Nautilus. And you're willing to embrace pain, face and sustain negative consequences. Nothing you say when a lover's embedded with common sense, then do you really regret when you shredded your promises? Now, I tested the waters, kiss and dip, ripple the pond a bit, visits, having a ballast, and this shit's killing my confidence. Is this something you're conscious when distance is an accomplishment? If you miss chicks when I'm around, the phrase let's quit isn't an option. You best fix whatever's wrong and just move on and get on with it, cause you'll catch bigger fish in the sea if you manage not to drown in it. It's sad but proud or not, most your standards go down a notch. When loneliness drinks at the bar, you set too high, cause it isn't really my time, is it? Shit, I just
fired. Alright, awesome, here we go, show number 10.
That's a double digit. Is this special? We're in the double digit.
It is, we've done 10 freaking shows of this stuff, can you believe it?
That's like a century of shows in minutes.
We've done a decade full of Raw Radio in 2 months. Radio.
You know who that was? That was Cunning Linguist.
Thank you, Yemma, for being such a great DJ.
You're welcome.
Coming at you, 98.7, Yemma Babayan.
94.7,
The Way!
That was Cunning Linguist. Because one of our fans actually requested Cunning Linguist.
Yes.
Your brother, Arsen.
Arsen Babayan, shout out.
Shout out to Arsen. He's a fan of the show and he loves the fact that we play like underground hip hop in our middle songs and intro songs.
Yes.
And he's like, dude, it's a great part of your show. You should play Cunning Linguists. And we listen to our fans.
Yeah, we do. So if you all have any suggestions that are actually good, we'll take it.
Absolutely. Write to me. The email is alex@withsound.com. We're going to get a show email set up soon. Trust me, there's so much to
do. Don't send us naked pictures of you while doing weird shit, though. Although, I don't know, maybe
wait.
We should.
Don't put that restriction on. We might get some
send
good
us
ones.
Whatever you want.
We always have a
I'm
delete button.
Anything.
That's true.
So send us naked pictures at alex@withsound.com. All emails, reply is guaranteed.
Absolutely.
So tell us what
by
you
us.
Think. Tell
we
us what you like.
We don't have munchkins working for us from Japan or India that actually do this.
We fired them all. They couldn't speak English.
You know?
But we will reply to every email. Tell us we suck. Tell us something. You know, tell us we're good, what you like, what you don't like, and let's mold the show together.
We got to communicate with the audience so we can have a better lovemaking session on air.
That's right. You're listening to Raw Radio. This is the show where we get together and talk about the issues you really care about.
Erica's back.
And Erica's back. Erica was with us on show number one.
Uno, Adin, Van.
And so show number
10.
Do you hear that roar?
Thank you.
That's the crowds outside and they all of a sudden shut up.
They're under our control.
So I figured show 10, let's bring Erica back, see what's up. What you been up to?
Good
Everything
idea.
Good with you, Ulo?
Everything's wonderful.
Anything Do you like the nickname Ulo?
Huh?
Do you like the nickname Ulo?
You know, I'm embracing it.
You're embracing
I did not
it.
Like it at first, but...
Well, you know what
it's like
it means.
Like all nicknames. Yeah,
little
it means
goat.
Like
and
a little
goats.
Goat.
Yes. And recently, people who I don't know have been calling me little goat, which is a big coincidence and which makes
in
me...
In English, though.
In English, yes.
So that
or in Armenian. Well,
your spiritual Ulik. Animal is a goat.
So that's helped you embrace the name because everyone now refers to you as little
exactly.
goat.
Exactly. Ulo. Since they did not know that I was an Ulo.
Which is also a really good stage name. Ulo Babayan.
Ooh.
Okay, for foreigners.
Coming
not,
up.
Not the cutest.
It's definitely.
Or you can be a Mexican porn star. Ulo de culo.
If you're a Mexican porn star. It's not a good
that
like
works.
Stage stripper
if
name, though.
I'm excited to get into that.
Say hello to Ulo. No, it sounds masculine.
Hey, guys, give it up for charisma.
Mercedes. Pour some sugar. No, that's 80s strippers.
Hey, you know what I just found out? There's a Fox reality channel now.
Really? What
like,
do they show?
How freaking lame can a Fox reality channel be?
What do you mean? It's a one channel entirely dedicated to reality shows.
Yeah.
And they consist
and
of...
Put out by Fox. And they consist of probably the shittiest reality shows that you can probably think of.
Really?
Because
they're all shitty, basically, but, you know.
But
not to the
our friend Timmy
people.
Z is on a show on Fox called Seducing Cindy. He was on the
Cindy
show
Margolis,
a couple
Margolis,
yeah.
Who's about 90 now.
And what's happening with that show?
It airs this Saturday,
uh-huh.
And he's going to drop by probably towards the end to plug it real quick. And Timmy is fighting for Cindy's heart along with like 20 other men.
I don't think it's the heart they're fighting for.
Okay. Timmy is fighting for Cindy's thighs along with like 20 other men. And I think he gets cut out, but he didn't tell us that because that's illegal to tell us if you got cut out of the show or not.
Really? Why is it illegal? Where are you going, Alex?
You're not supposed to give away
Don't
the
go away. Your voice is drifting off.
My mic keeps going in and out. Multi-million dollar show, high production value.
Gazillion dollar show. But bottom line is, you know that show, movie Death Becomes Her with Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep where they... Stay young forever.
Yeah, I used to love that movie.
I think Cindy Margolis is along that line now.
You think she's gonna die any minute now?
She's just well kept, preserved.
But inside, she's like wrinkled up and old and decrepit. So, she looks good for age. Stop
well,
it.
When you have all that money, you better look good for your age.
Alex.
Stuff going on with my
your
microphone.
Is starting to tickle my
hey,
ears.
Hey, we're at a new studio.
Operation has been completed.
I like that.
What the fuck was that?
Shit, your computer is talking
that
to
us. That was kind of cool. I have Kit. this is a new studio, new place, new friends, new furniture, new room, so it's going to sound maybe echoey or whatever, but the show must go on no matter what the
if
hell
you
we
love
do.
Us, live with it.
That's right.
You know.
So...
We do accept quiet. Chair donations.
Yeah, that's right. If you come over, bring a chair. Donate. Come on.
Or so alcohol. Or alcohol.
Seriously, though.
Or anything you want to bring. A couch. You should have a donation for all your stuff in the apartment. If you like the show, give us something.
I'll make a wish base. List on Amazon. Just buy me
naked
everything.
Naked pictures.
Again with the naked pictures.
Yes.
Wow. Ulo has her sex.
You know when Timmy, the star of Seducing Cindy, I'm going to call him the star of Seducing Cindy, even though
because it's not Cindy, it's him.
Right. When he was on, he was talking about that one movie, Christian Slater, from 1990, Pump Up the Volume.
I love that movie.
You were talking about that movie, right?
I love
I had
that
no
movie.
Idea what you guys were talking about.
Did you watch it?
I watched it because it's all about radio.
Yes,
and so
is.
Since we're doing this show, I want to research like other radio movies, pirate radio, Pump Up the Volume, and see what we're doing, get some inspiration.
Pirate radio heard wasn't that good.
Pirate radio sucked.
Balls.
Long and like I,
hairy,
I like the
sweaty
idea
balls.
Yeah, but Pump Up the Volume was actually really good.
It is. I know, I saw that when it first came out, which that was 10, and I want to see it again.
Who knew a 1990s Christian Slater movie would inspire me? Like,
there's
now
other movies of, that he's done that are good, like Something Love, what is it, Unconditional, Undying, something.
Yeah, but Christian
things.
Slater now is like, rest in peace, like as far as acting goes.
He should be with Margolis.
Christian Slater should fight with Timmy for Cindy Margolis's heart.
Now that I would watch.
But anyway, I checked that out so we can have some shit to talk about. And one thing that inspired me, seriously, is like he actually says stuff on the radio. We have this opportunity. We have complete freedom of speech.
Right.
Everyone has the ability to run these podcasts. So what is going to set us apart from the other doofs that are out there doing this thing, which I've checked them out. They're boring.
It's
I'm
not
so
just
sorry.
Boring.
The podcast's
it's,
not good.
There's no content there that really invigorates anybody.
So... We must have no filters on what we think and our opinions on this show.
Basically.
And what okay. better way to express that but with Yeva?
Than to have Yeva.
Than with Yeva, exactly.
And that's really? Why I chose Yeva as my co-host.
Yes.
Yeva, you're awesome. Can we get a I'll round of applause for Yeva real quick?
Woo! Oh, y'all are
a
so
real
nice.
A real round of applause.
Yeva, just for being
wow,
you.
Wow. The crowd goes on again.
Okay, crowd, stop.
That was nice. Thank you. But I wouldn't be me without you guys, so it's all good.
Okay, thanks for being humble. Here we go. Huge, huge show, actually. I don't even know where to begin. There's too many things to talk about.
Let's take it one angle at a time.
No.
Let's start with the foreplay. What's in the foreplay section?
The foreplay today is going to consist of... Yeva? What do you like to foreplay with?
We're not doing the sexual thing. This is a metaphor.
But since you brought it up...
Some cucumbers sliced with mint.
Hey, today's guest is going to be Carlo Parsegian. He is a friend of the show and a fan of the show. And the reason why he's going to be awesome on this show is Carlo makes a living playing poker.
So when your parents tell you that ain't a living, he'll prove you wrong.
Yeah. So if you come home at 4 in the morning from the casino, tell them, I'm making a living, Mom.
I just got home from work. Can't you even make dinner?
A lot of people struggling out there with their 9-to-5s. This guy's in the casino hanging around with degenerate old Filipino grandpas.
Who smell.
And taking their money. And so we're going to talk to him, figure out what that lifestyle is like.
You know, that's really interesting that he's going to be our guest because I really feel like this whole economic breakdown and all that is really this golden opportunity for people to do what their original dream was. Instead
right.
Because a lot of people get stuck in jobs that they hate, insurance, whatever. Not that it's a bad job, insurance.
Right, right.
You know, they give up their dreams for the responsibility. And I feel like this gives people
how
this chance that you can do what you really want
to
do.
No wonder in a recession, people go back to school more because they're going back
or
to
start
pursuing
their own businesses.
Their
or
like
not really nowadays because of all that. Budget cuts and
the tuition hikes
exactly.
and shit. Yeah. But, you know, compared to not making any money, people want to, like, start over and get an education and just see what
and
they
want to
do.
And you can be really creative and introduce new and unthought of things.
Which is so sad because nowadays people are more, like, motivated to go to school. And
right.
then you bring that intuition
right.
crap on us. And
well,
yeah,
if you have intuition,
yeah,
you don't need
like
school.
Kind of, like, hinders it.
Because you have infinite knowledge already. So the learned the learned stuff in
I think
school,
we're talking about tuition, not intuition.
I know, but she said intuition. Which
oh, did you?
By mistake. So that got me on this tip. But what I'm saying is learned knowledge is really useless and you don't need to pay money for it. And the internet
right, right.
can give you any information you need. So really, it's just a degree.
Right. But hey, before we bring Carlo on, I just found out two things that I didn't know
Thanks
before.
For interrupting that flow, but go on.
Did I interrupt?
No, no, you didn't. Go on. You're good.
I found out there are actually a couple of other Raw Radio podcasts out there.
Really?
When I first started this,
Is
I searched
one of them
iTunes.
About food?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of like raw things about healthy living, eating raw, but I searched iTunes to see if there were any other Raw Radios. There were none, so I took the name. Mm-hmm. But then I found out there were two other shows that are out there. They're just not on iTunes.
What are they about?
But they're called Raw Radio. One of them is Raw Radio Podcast, and it's like real underground hip-hop guys. And yo, big up to my friend. They talk like this.
Oh, they talk
and
like
yo,
that?
And yo, we've been working on this track. You know, it's a little hard to get in the
yo,
studio.
They're from
we
Brooklyn.
All work. Yeah, no, I don't know. Just all like talking like real heavy. But then the other one looked funny. I just saw the picture. I didn't listen to them.
Uh-huh.
They were called... It was acronym RAW Radio,
right.
For Real Asset Wealth.
Really?
And it was all about
really
like
boring shit.
Fat white guys in like Hawaiian t-shirts talking about how to invest in homes and like, yeah, I put $250,000 in that house. And like, you know, you could tell from the picture that these guys are just that typical like, ever since I invested in homes, man.
I've been getting fatter by the minute.
I've been getting fatter and getting more
eat a lot of food.
In a toilet seat.
But they're not living up to the name like the way we are.
Right.
All living up to the what?
Name.
Right.
Raw Radio.
Right. And now
raw.
Who's
where
the
anything
only Raw
goes.
Radio?
Maybe we should get Eddie Murphy on the show for Raw's sake.
Hey, Eddie, no. 30 years ago you did a stand-up called Raw. You
Which
wanna,
was
you
your best work
up
to date, actually. Because after that, you've been sucking balls.
Well, no, he did a couple of good things after that until he started doing like...
Like what?
Pluto Nash and...
Name another thing that he did that was really good.
His Lori's
CD,
here.
His music.
What's up, Lori? Right. Did you sneak in?
I wear my sunglasses at
was
night.
Was that him?
That one? No.
My girls want to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
That was a hit.
How does Eddie Murphy create a song like that, which was actually good?
Apparently it wasn't him who wrote it and produced it.
Well, it got better when they remixed it.
He just sang it.
Oh, yeah?
The remix is good. Pat, why are you not on top of this shit?
Pat, you need to read our minds and pick up these songs that we're talking about, please.
Find this ASAP.
Or I'll find someone else who does this for no money.
Who would that be?
I don't know, but my mic keeps cutting off. Don't worry, multi-million dollar show.
I didn't notice the difference.
I fixed
How come
it.
You have the fancy mic over there? Huh?
Look at Yeva's mic. Yeva's is a fancy, fancy mic.
I have the
mic.
Shittiest one. Well,
no, you don't.
I do have the guest mic.
It's okay. Mine That's is just fine. Modern.
Good things come in small packages, Ulo.
Not always, but okay.
But anyway, we're freaking getting ready. We're getting ready to move on to the next level with this radio show. We need to do a bunch of shows to get used to our listening to ourselves and interacting with each other.
Well, this is one of them, so let's interact.
This is one of them, but... I'm thinking like future goals. What would you like this show to go eventually? Like, where would you like us to be?
I don't think we should pre-plan too far. Because the fact that it's raw is that it happens in the moment.
Right.
If it's too pre-planned, it's just like a script. Then it's a reality show, which is not even real anyway. But that's another story.
I'm not thinking about like somewhere where we can actually start making money. I'm talking about an opportunity for more ears to listen to our show.
I think we should continue doing what we're doing instead of be like Eddie Murphy and start good and then go...
and do a lot of shitty movies?
Yeah. Less thinking, more just doing it. No?
Just That's the theme the for life, yes. Less thinking, more doing.
There's a lot of clapping on this episode. Don't you think? Was that a burp? No.
No. I don't know. In the back of my mind, I do dream a little bit. Like one day...
You should dream a lot.
One day, how great would it be to have like an hour on Howard Stern's Sirius XM Raw Radio for an hour?
We're not going to clap on everything. Ease up.
You know what? That was a good point. We shouldn't.
I wish I had this audience with me everywhere I go when I make a good decision on a sale item. Trader Joe's 2 for 1. The clapping. Right?
Yes, I'll take a fat burger and skinny fries. Thanks.
This is a genius idea. How do we make this happen? iPhone, I clap. Oh!
You can have your iPhone next to you. Hey, how you doing?
This is like genius. We're doing this.
Hey, we should get Carlo.
I get a cut.
How many minutes in are we? It's about 15 minutes in.
Carlito Brigante.
What was Carlo?
Carlo, not Carlos.
Carlo. What was his last name?
Carlo Parseghian.
With the I-A-N?
Parseghian.
Tell me more.
Pythagorean theorem. I don't know.
Tell me more about Carlo.
You don't hear many Carlo Parseghians.
No, you don't. Well, we're about to meet him in a minute.
Okay. He's a
don't
big deal.
Don't you worry.
Listen, he's going to come in this cape, and there's going to be smoke behind him, and then there's... Dun, dun, dun. Ta-da! And then there's Carlo in a flash out of his cape. So,
even though
ready?
No one can hear the smoke.
Right.
But we'll do it anyway. But we'll have it on in a minute. We just got to make sure we don't yell on top of each other and just stay professional.
Is that what we're doing now?
You know, subconscious... without knowing, we do that.
So I like it.
So every now and then I'm gonna be like, oh, but why do we, like when our parents, when they go on international phone calls,
right?
They scream. Why do parents scream on international phone calls?
Because I think they use the cheap line.
Yeah, how are you? Huh? You guys are good? We're good.
It's because you can't hear them.
They can hear us.
That's bullshit. You can hear them. It's just that I think they're nervous.
No, they're not nervous.
Or because they know that they're so far away.
Right.
That they have to naturally.
They're making up for the lack of phone technology.
They think they're yelling across the ocean.
No, I think it's just the fact that they don't have anything to say other than how are you?
But
how are the kids?
Yeah.
That's all they ask. That's all they talk about is how people are. We're all good. Everyone's alive. Great. Okay, good.
And then when that's all done, it's like, hey, inchasem, like, what can I say? How are you again?
And then they start drinking toasts.
On the phone?
Yes.
I'd be seabonnet.
It's like, yeah, are you sitting there? Fill a glass. Cheers. Boom.
This is a great idea. By the way, another great idea for iPhone, iShot.
You sound like you have like $1 million worth of great ideas on the iPhone. What are you doing here? You should be at home like making these apps.
I know. There's iJerk, iCom. There's a lot.
They don't allow that shit on the iPhone.
Sorry.
Are these apps in your head, Yeva?
Yes.
Tell us about iJerk.
The iJerk is obvious. You just shake the phone until it comes. And then the iCom is...
One-time use.
It's a clitoris of a female, and you have to rub it with your fingers until she comes. And you know it's difficult with females, so you have to like get the points really fast. So you got to get the rhythm right.
I was hoping one of our shows we could do a clean show and not put the explicit tag, but there goes that idea for this show.
No, no, no.
Why? I didn't use any bad words.
That's not going to work out when you have Yababai.
Listen, I did not use any bad words. I said normal words like penis and... clitoris.
Rubbing penis, shaking clit. I don't know if that's going to be like clean.
Fellatio.
Should I use more Latin terms? Would that be okay?
How about an app where you shake the erect the fingers, libus?
Okay, the cunning linguist.
Cunning linguist. What a name for a band.
I really like it.
Is there a band?
Yes, we played them in the opening.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't call them a band because they don't play instruments. So.
That's
yeah, you don't really call
name.
Like rap guys bands. It's like
group. Exactly.
Posse.
Grupa. This is my click.
Because they don't actually really play music.
No.
They just...
Does anyone use click anymore and think they're
this
cool?
This is my click?
Yeah.
Was that from Saved by the Bell days?
Jesse and Zach were a click.
A very odd click.
Jesse and Zach.
Never mind. It's beyond your era.
Jesse Spano.
It's not
sorry.
Actually.
I'm sorry. I meant
it's
the
not.
Other dude.
Zach Morris.
That's right.
Spano is... No, Kelly Kapowski. Does that mean she was Jewish?
Kapowski is Polish.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's all right. All right. Let's get Carl on. Let's talk to the guy who makes his living playing poker. There's got to be a whole world associated with this that's just fascinating.
Absolutely.
So Carlo? Let's get Carl on the show. Carl, come
I
in.
I will be passing on the mic.
We got a little music. La, la, la,
la, la, la. This is the official poker gambling for a living music.
Yeah, we got like... alternative music for Carlo. Yeah, he's got, you know.
He has an alternative lifestyle, that's why.
He is.
Not just the gay kind.
You don't really live by the rules, do you, Carlo? You kind of make your own.
Oh, I have to still follow, like, DMV regulations. Well, if that's really...
Yeah, but, like, during the day you sleep, and during the nighttime you go to Commerce Casino and play Texas Hold'em, right?
Yeah, my day would probably start, like, 4 or 3 p.m.
Right. You know. And until then you're probably snoozing, right?
Well, yeah, I usually get home around, like, 10 a.m.
How old are you, first of all, Carlo?
I will be 26 on Sunday.
26 years old.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Happy birthday. We're not going to do a show until then, so let's do another round of applause. How old were you when you first started playing poker?
20. No. Yeah, 20.
20.
Did you start online?
I started at a local casino Santa Barbara. It's about 30 minutes away from...
That's the thing. We have a casino here that's like 25, 30 minutes away.
Oh, we have five casinos.
Five casinos. Huntington Park,
You sound
Commerce.
Worried we're not taking enough advantage of that.
Well, actually, you take one trip to these casinos and you know everything that it's about and you like get sick of it.
Really?
Yeah, because when you go in here, Carlo, am I right? It's a bunch of... There goes my
Hold
mic.
Hold on. Hold on.
Awesome.
It's a bunch of
degenerates. Degens.
Like old degenerates playing with their...
Savings.
Not savings, really, but like retirement.
Social security money?
Most of them are about, you know, business owners that have like, you know, they have like $200,000 revenue a year or something very high, but they just gamble $1,000. It means nothing to
them. But they don't look like they have a $200,000 a year revenue. They look like they're playing like with their pension money, like their retirement money, you know, like...
They very well could be. I don't follow them.
I have a question.
We wanted to follow them that
and
one time.
And every one of them has like a mean mug, like mean
Wait,
look.
I have a very important question. Bots. I'm interested in the arithmetics of it all. And I want to know, like, let's say in 1 week, how much do you put in and how much do you profit off of that? Is it worth?
I'd rather not say that. It's much you different can give me to ratios. Just say that I make a living off of it.
And one day you'll go in, you'll be up $2,500, right? And then the next day you might be down 1,600.
Give me hypothetical
and then
numbers.
Up 600. Sure. It's like, it's weird
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. That's exactly how
but
it
But overall.
I mean, that's just the variance of the game. It's all math right. related and there is variance. But the end point in the long run, statistically,
to go
it goes up.
Up.
Do you have to do taxes claiming this?
Yeah, actually, U.S. charges 25% of taxes.
But you find ways of evading that a little bit. We'll talk about that in a minute.
That's the Armo
Actually,
way.
That's the one thing I hope we wouldn't talk about.
I mean, you find ways to be perfectly legit with the IRS.
Hey, so we'll talk about how do you later. Cheat the taxes? Because I've always wondered. I got like a computer job. I don't know how to do it, but you know.
You figure out ways. You have to figure out ways. Because if you're making $80,000 from poker, it would suck to give $20,000 of that to the fucking IRS.
Not fair.
And what are we going to build? More bombs to bomb Afghanistan?
I think so.
I think the way that almost everyone does it, and this is including corporations
know.
And such, is to hide it in international banks online.
Swiss.
I mean, people cash out from online poker.
Right.
Online poker sites.
Right, right.
Which are based in, you know, Panama or
right.
whatever, random
places where they don't do taxes,
and then transferred internationally to some ING Direct or something like that, and so U.S. hasn't even seen the money.
So that's kind of like laundering money.
That's exactly what it is.
So you say there are variances of ups and downs, but on average, every year you'd make about how much income from poker?
Let's see.
Don't be shy.
It's mostly it is a
average.
Shy. I mean, why would I be like, hey, yeah,
80 grand, 100 grand?
I'd say. My first year was the best year because it was during the party poker boom and the online poker boom.
All the college kids were playing poker.
And that was 90, but ever since then, it hasn't been as profitable. I mean, I did go to school for 2 years. I took a break,
right.
then came back and played live. Right. You know, I've been playing all in the LA area for a long time, and it's only been 45 or 50 since then.
Oh, really?
But it's still...
Because the action is not as hot as when it was like when the World Poker Tours were on TV and the college kids were going to the casinos.
Yeah,
it's kind
most
of,
definitely.
It's kind of like cooled down to just the old Filipino men.
Why is it always the Filipino men?
I swear it's just all Filipino
it's
men
Filipino,
at these
days. Actually. It's mostly Chinese, I would say. You could definitely just say
but
it's
what's
about
with
60%
the Asian
Asian.
With the poker? Like
you know
poker
what? That's
and
a good
Asian.
Question.
What's with that?
What do you mean?
They just love gambling.
Well, they are the most degenerate of races.
Is that cool?
To quote, right. well,
to quote Deadwood.
To quote Deadwood.
Yeah, I love that fucking
I've never
show.
Seen that. I don't have
you
a
gotta
TV.
Watch Deadwood.
We don't need... I mean, we could talk.
I just watch Lost.
But here's the funniest thing. Like, we always have these quirky little things when we go to the casino because there's these little elements that are funny about these degenerates.
Yeah, I mean, like Short Tuck?
There's
I
one
mean,
guy,
can we talk about Short Tuck?
Definitely. There's that? One guy, his nickname is Short Tuck because he
short
always wears
tuck.
He always wears like normal shorts and mm-hmm. he tucks his T-shirt in it, so he's Short Tuck.
I like that.
The guy just has a look. I mean, he's got a shaved head. He's got an earring. He's
and he's
looks,
young.
He's like 35.
Yeah, he's like 35.
He's
but maybe,
British.
You know what, maybe
how short are his shorts?
Maybe he's 25 and looks like 45.
They're normal.
You know, like,
I mean, they're just
like
below
running
the
shorts,
knee.
You know
they're
those
not
running
like,
shorts?
We're not making fun of him for the shorts. We're making fun of him that he plays
bad
the lowest
poker.
Limit possible at Commerce Casino, the 1-2.
But it's not just like shorts. It's like those champion shorts, you know, like the
right.
gym shorts. Nothing
right.
like fancy. Like
no, I've seen
color.
Him in a khaki cargo before.
Does he wear like a white beater on top?
No, but it's like a one color shirt.
He wears a polo shirt. I mean, this
like
guy
Russell
was
Athletics,
always
you know, like simple shit. It's so funny.
When we used to go and play for fun, I mean, this guy was always there. And we're going at random times, each of us. And so we started betting on if the guy was there or not. I mean, what was it, 20 to 1 that he was there?
We were such freaks. Like, this guy is at the casino so often, we made a bet. Like, hey, is Short Tuck going to be here tonight? We're like, all right, 6 to 1 odds, Short Tuck's here.
I mean, if I have a losing session, I'll try to exit the way to see if Short Tuck's around.
Right.
When you feel bad, you know, hey, I just lost like 1,400.
But that's
or
a really cool name,
Then you
Short
see
Tuck.
Short Tuck, and you're like,
he can
well,
be a
that
rapper.
Guy, he's pissed off because he lost like 40. I mean, he's
but,
going
but,
home.
But we never tried to make friends with Short Tuck because he actually looks like he could
you
take
know
you in the parking
well?
Lot. No, he looks like he could take you in the parking lot and stab you.
So
he has that look
him.
On his face.
He was the one guy that we wanted to do it. Full 24-hour surveillance on, meaning we follow him from when he leaves, see where he goes, what
this?
He does.
And then get stabbed at the end of that surveillance.
We planned it, but I mean, this day and age, everyone's so paranoid, he'd probably see that we were
Why
following him.
Why don't you just
him.
Put a bug on him? Is that what they're called?
I'm going to go to a surveillance store and buy a bug. We got better things to do with our day. I think that's what it came down to.
You know what? The other funny thing about that dude, and just one last story about Short Tuck, is I was sitting on the same table as Short Tuck, And the other men were the old Asian men who speak very broken English. And Short Tuck speaks perfect English. He's an American, right?
Right.
But because he's influenced and playing with these guys so often, that his English degenerated as well.
That happens to me. When I speak to someone with an accent, I automatically start speaking like them, but not that I try to.
Right. So, like, these Asians are like, no, seven card coming, like, three coming, you know, like, and then Short Tuck will be like, no, three coming, you know, like, you don't speak like that, Short Tuck, what are you doing?
So he speaks like you.
No, I don't. I'm not a degenerate.
No, no, it's a diamond, no good. Like that? Like,
yeah,
throwing
like
in the
no good.
Dealer set up.
No good. Full house coming.
Dealer out button.
Like, Short Tuck, you're American. Why are you speaking like that?
Well, that's... I should have to... We should have him on the show.
But, I mean, that's not even close to, like, the real degeneracy that I've even seen. There was actually a new guy that's been coming in.
Oh, yeah?
Everyone calls him the Russian. He comes in only after, like, 12.
Really?
Drunk.
He's drunk.
This guy's a bottle of
vodka. This guy's the guy that when 6 a.m. comes and the cocktail waitress comes out, he's, like, right over here. Gets a double...
Yeah. In California, we stop serving alcohol at 2 and start at 6 a.m.
Because we're nerds.
Yeah, we're whack.
For no reason. Yeah.
So, but when you're in a casino, you're playing all night, 6 a.m. rolls around, it's like, cocktail.
Yeah, I always thought those girls had the worst shift. They got to share it. But,
well, the thing is, if you're in Vegas, that doesn't really count. Because Vegas, you're not even on planet Earth.
Yeah,
you can drink 24/7.
Yeah, this guy is DJ.
But New York, they party until 4, 6 a.m.
Even like third world countries, they never stop partying.
And unofficially too, I think the bars close at like 2 or 4. But they're like, fuck this. It's so
no,
like...
No, they serve around the clock, I think. Over
Vegas
there.
Is 24 hours.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Well,
know
everyone that. Knows that.
What were we talking
That's
about?
That's
because
Vegas probably slips a nice fat envelope every once or in
no,
a while.
No, I think the entire state is an envelope.
Yeah. Juiced in.
Carlo. There was another good story of one of the degenerates getting so pissed.
You don't ruin the end.
No.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're talking about Panama.
Can you tell us that story?
Let him tell the story.
Go ahead. This is probably,
I just set it up.
I mean, this is seriously my most favorite story I've ever had.
Go ahead.
In your
involving
life
poker,
ever.
Involving poker. This was the last day I was in South America. I was in Panama. I'd been in South America for 3 months, going to a bunch of casinos, just vacationing, which was awesome because I realized I could make a little... I was making money to pay for the next week.
So you could really go anywhere in the world playing poker.
This is the best job in the world.
That's why I have him on as a guest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know of people that make 500K a month, and all they're doing is playing on the internet in random casinos around the world. And
500K a month?
Huh? No, did I say a month? I meant a year. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm like, God damn, I'm in the wrong business.
50K a month. I mean, there's some people that I've seen that's just... rocking out. It's great.
But when you sit down, you sit down with like $7,000 cash.
Yeah,
don't you?
We're skipping the story.
Okay, sorry. Let's not jump. Go ahead.
In South America, though, it was very low limit. It was, the max buy-in was like $200-$300. So it was mostly for fun.
Right.
I'm staying up all night. I got my luggage right next to me. I'm going to the airport and I'm going to be gone at, 7 a.m. So I decide, from 12 to 7,
poker.
Just play a casino the whole time.
Three coming.
Yeah. So this casino is just... It's a Veneto Casino in Panama. It's got one fat Puerto Rican guy and three Asian guys and one black guy.
Those are the only people in there.
And they all speak Spanish, so I'm trying to speak with them, but I got, not the best Spanish.
And they're all playing Texas Hold'em.
This Puerto Rican guy is the drunkest guy I've ever seen. And he's just pushing, most of the time he's almost just pushing all in for no reason or raising for no reason. And we just keep calling him with hands and we keep getting... sucked out on, meaning, he gets lucky with the river card or turn card, and you're like, I can't even believe that. So people keep reloading because they know this guy's going to blow up and
he's
fail.
He's an ATM machine at the table.
Basically.
Right. So in a succession of three hands, this guy loses. He has maybe like $1,800 in front of him. He loses a $600 pot to me, loses like a $500 pot to some other dude.
Wow.
And then with his last, I don't know, I didn't do the math.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. With the last $400 or $500, he raises preflop. All of us are calling because all of us, if we hit anything, we take the guy down. And the flop comes out. It doesn't even matter what it is.
He
pushes all in.
Right.
Some guy calls with top pair.
Okay.
And
the suspense is building.
You don't know what he has.
There's a lot of money in the pot.
The river card, the turn card comes, and the board was 9-4 deuce.
Okay.
The turn was a 9, and the guy had king 9, so it was all over. There was no way that the other guy could win. We didn't really know that.
Okay.
So he just takes his cards up, crumples them up, and then starts chewing on them, trying to break these cards. But the sad part is that they're plastic, so they can't rip. So he's really trying, and he's getting frustrated now, so he puts the whole thing in his mouth and chews it.
Carlo,
fantastic.
Takes it back in his hand and chucks it across the room like 20 feet.
Like a spit-covered wad of cards he chucks it.
Yeah. And so now it's 6 a.m. The fish at the table that everyone's taking money is out of money, and they have to get a whole new deck because he just chewed up the cards. So wow. Everyone's kind of like, game over. You know, they all stand up. I run to those cards, grab them, grab my chips, run out. I cashed out in a different room because I didn't. I just wanted to save those cards, and I have them framed at home.
They're fantastic.
The best part is it was 7-2 offsuit. It's the worst hand you
can
have.
That is the most amazing piece of souvenir from any trip whatsoever.
It's got degenerate saliva on them, and it's fucking wrinkled up as fuck.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So I gotta say, so you must be like the big shot. Hot stuff in the room if everyone who goes to these casinos and plays these games are degenerates and you're like not.
Well, listen,
that's the funny thing is I'm middle management.
Yeah.
I'm a regional assistant director of some small corporation. You know, in all honesty, I'm making what, 50?
Right.
That's not compared to what is actual possible. I mean, there's internet poker stars that
stars.
Go from, yeah, like there's one guy called Durr.
His name is
Durr. He made it because he wanted to make people angry when they lost to him. Heads up,
and
he's ever since become like the best poker player aside from Phil Ivey, which I'm sure other people don't even know what I'm saying right now.
Phil Ivey.
He's literally said he'll play anyone in the world, and he usually does. He plays the top notch.
This is like Bobby Fischer type of deal.
So here's what we're gonna do. There's actually more stories where guys took chips and chuck them across the casino from being so fucking pissed.
Or the fight at the
one
table.
At Commerce, or
I
fights.
Could tell the one at the fight.
Let's
at the
get
table.
To a couple more really funny poker stories and how you got so good at poker. And I'm gonna fix my mic cable so we can get this.
And
good.
In the meantime, let's get into some Pink Floyd.
We'll be right back, baby. Huh. Hey, let me switch my mic cable. This can't go on.
Oh my god.
What's up?
Nothing's good.
Traveling sick tonight, think I need a lift.
That's right, baby. I just put on a new mic cable because the other one was giving us some problems.
So we're free and clear now?
We're free and clear. This show is very important to me. When something is not right, I get disturbed. I want things to be high quality, production value.
Hey, is this Roger Waters or John?
No.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Is John Waters or Roger?
Roger.
Okay, because there's a John Waters at Coachella this year.
Oh.
And he was really low on the list, and I was like,
yeah, he's low on the list compared to Roger Waters.
Have you noticed that the Coachella list this year kind of is not all that great? There's some good acts in there, but
that's not actually true. When you start looking at it, you really start realizing that there's less Claypool, there's too many DJs, there's a really good electro night on Saturday. I mean, right. I might even miss Muse.
But you know what they did? They got real hitty out with it. You got to buy a ticket for 3 days to get into Coachella.
Which it was not the option before, because you could go individual days as well.
Yeah,
before.
But that's the real seriousness of it. I mean, my friends have rented a house out there. We're staying
everyone's
there the whole
doing
weekend.
That.
Yeah, but what if you want to go for
do.
One
but
of the day's
bands? I
want to
see good acts. Not just a few good acts. I want to see really good
okay,
acts.
Okay, let's
I mean,
stay. Sure, let's
I could understand, like, a Muse fan doesn't care about anything else, wants to go see it.
Right.
But you could see that in the city. You don't need to go out for a music festival.
No, I want a lot of really good groups all together. That's what Coachella is supposed to be. I don't want like, five, six, okay, doable ones. I want a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, like,
well,
1 year, I remember Roger Waters was there. So worth it.
But
along
every
with many other great groups.
Yeah,
I mean, Paul
he
McCartney
did the Dark Side of the Moon
year.
Thing.
That was amazing.
Right. But every year they make Coachella more and more expensive. Like, now you have to put
and
a down...
less and less good.
Now you have to put a down payment to go to Coachella.
Basically,
oh, yeah. I mean,
you gotta have a mortgage payment.
It's $260 for the ticket.
Layaway plan.
It's $260 to take a $300 for the place.
$300?
$50 a day, and then we're not even including expendables, meaning drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
That's absolutely
that could
essential.
Be even more.
Hi, welcome to Coachella. Can we see your credit report, please? So you can't even buy, like, one-day ticket. You have to really...
Does Pat have a tumbleweed
so,
sound going by?
We have a guy, Carlo Parsigian, who makes his money playing poker. This is huge. Like, a lot of people wish they were this good at poker so that they can go and take these degenerates' monies at
monies.
Commerce and all
monies.
These places.
We keep saying taking the degenerates' money.
You are
money.
Taking
it,
their money.
Right. It seems like we're doing it in like a mean way. But the truth is that's the only advantage that we have is that we're taking advantage of a player's mistakes.
Well,
so a degenerate is one that is not playing well.
But the reason I'm saying that is because these degenerates really aren't very, like...
Why are we keep on referring to them as that?
They're degenerates because they're...
Officially, okay. That's the name for them
if
in
you,
the game?
If you ever go to Commerce Casino and you look at the faces of these people, are they not degenerates? Like, the way they look,
do
the way
they
act...
Do they have a lazy eye or some of them have, like, a crooked face?
They've developed a lazy eye. They're just, like, negative about everything. Like,
it's mostly that they're negative.
They give
it's
you,
like transference.
So that's why they lose.
Well, it's right. It says sometimes they gamble to lose to have a reason to be angry about
that's
something.
That's absolutely
and then
true.
They transfer
and you take
that
advantage
anger
of that.
To whatever, road rage, the dealer, their kids, I don't know, but something.
So you're actually hurting the world.
There's always something in their life, like the wife or something that pisses them off and they bring it to the casino and like you see that
oh yeah,
rage
even
and,
that. It could be transferred
it's,
by that
it's
way.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's the single entity or the separate entities.
Right.
Principle.
But Carlo did it right. When he first started playing poker, this guy read books. Like he read books on how to beat the small stakes games.
Oh, right. I forgot
the no limit games. Like when I first met this guy, no, I met him before that. But when he started playing poker, I noticed like all these books he's reading. I'm like, wow, you're really serious about this. But you had a love for it. You naturally love math.
Well, it was more like I was addicted to it. I mean, I was
well,
losing
you love
for a good 6 months. I mean, I took up two jobs, still losing money playing the game. And then, I don't know, one day it just started clicking and I started slowly making money.
I think it's a simple science. If you love something, it's inevitable you're going to be good at it and it's going to work
exactly.
For you.
And you naturally love numbers. You like math, don't you? You do numbers fast in your head.
Numbers is what I mean,
like
I studied
Rain
economics
style?
And statistics in college.
Right.
So that might have also definitely attributed to the fact that I know and understand
so
poker.
It's not just anybody practicing poker can get as good as making 80 to 100 or even 50 a year. That's a great income playing cards, you know? You have to actually have this research, read the books. Like, wouldn't you recommend for someone who wants to do what you're reading to read these books?
Oh, most definitely. There's
maybe you should write a book.
There's tons of internet sites now that offer coaching, which is supposed to be the best because you're watching the top-notch no-limit players or anything online players being able to teach you for like $20 a month. You watch the videos of them playing and they're narrating
wait,
over
now it. There's people online offering $20 lessons?
Yeah, stuff like that. I can't. Pocket Deuces deuces.com. I know that deucescrack.com, something like that, where it's
deuces wild.
It's top players making over 100k a month, and they just record their online sessions, then talk about them, and you can download them and watch them. And there's
so is this you know, the poker face, is that a key essential part of the game?
Actually, that's probably one of the lowest nowadays.
Right.
Because I mean,
especially with
that.
Online.
But that's a no limit thing to have a poker face, right? You play limit games.
Limit games is definitely more just about math,
right?
And
right.
Sticking to the.
I'll be honest
numbers.
With you. I do not know how to play poker. I've never played poker. I wanted to learn, but it looks so complex. I always fear from approaching it.
It takes a very short time to learn, but a lifetime to master. It's one of those things.
That's everything.
That was a cliche line.
No. Guitar doesn't take a short time to learn.
Okay, I'm sorry. Why are you pissed off?
You said everything. You generalized.
Sorry, we are broadcasting. General broadcasting. Is that what this is called?
Welcome to the generalization show.
A
with
Alex
Yeva. Hey.
No!
What's up? This is Big Snoop Dogg. Normal.
That's not Snoop Dogg. That's a munchkin with a tiny shriveled up penis who never gets laid.
Why do you always hate on my accents?
Because I don't get laid accents.
Hey, so if I do Arnold, you're going to hate on that?
Okay, that's okay.
If the man says he's Zoom Dogg, he's Snoop Dogg. There's nothing we got to talk about.
Snoop Dogg is the master of saying a lot, but absolutely saying nothing.
Can I zoom in on your
like he'll go...
Here we are again, at it again, again and again, blowing in the wind
and
time again. He said nothing.
Let me tell you something. That's a very key element in a lot of successful people. The way you speak is far more important than what you're actually saying. So you can get people to do things just by the way you're speaking. You could be saying absolutely nothing.
It's the singer, not the song.
No, usually it's like the message, not the messenger.
That is very true. If somebody was like rubbing me down, they could be... saying like George Washington's
that's
speech
a whole other
from
story.
1776, I probably would not even care what they're saying.
Getting,
but that's different. If we could, please, I just want to stick with poker because there was that one funny story of the guy who got in a fight and the guy who threw chips. Can you quickly tell us that story?
This was
at Commerce, right?
The fight one was one of the best because it kind of encapsulated like the whole idea of Commerce Casino and how it's really just there's no really rules defined around it. Usually, a casino, you know, there's a lot of rules. People are very strict with some things,
right?
And at Commerce, it's just like there's a lot of almost corruption with the floor people and stuff like that. They just let you in. They don't care. So three players at the table were in a hand. Actually, that's a mistake. There's only two players at the table. But this one player, he's an Armenian guy. And he has his son or somebody very much younger always watching him.
Like
always,
under 18?
Not just, you know, 21, 23, who knows. So the two were in the hand, and based upon what player B, which is the player that's about to get punched, the way he played the hand made player A lose and made player lose also. Meaning if player B had raised at a certain point, another player, player C, who won the hand, wouldn't have been in the hand. And so player A and player B were getting very argumentative about
that. Based on their playing habits and their raises,
and
they
got
pissed.
And then all of a sudden, for no reason, player A just punches player B right in the face.
Are you kidding?
Really?
And the best part was that the son just immediately took that as a cue and just punched him in the face again.
Right at the table.
And everyone just starts yelling. The floor man and the security are running over, but a couple hits get in. Now, the funny part is that, you know, everyone's just trying to calm it down. It's all good. But the guy who just got hit is like, arrest them. So the kid just bolts, literally bolts for the door and is gone. He doesn't even come back. The other guy runs at player A is just, you know, like, nah, it's all good. And the funniest thing about Commerce is... 5 minutes later, all three of them are right there at the table
because
playing
it's about
again.
The money. It's not about them.
Like they've just completely.
It's like if they go home, they don't get to play poker anymore. All they want to do is play poker.
Mommy, I want to go play with the other children.
I saw Snoop Dogg at a dispensary. I never told you about this.
No, that's
you saw
a good
Snoop
story.
Dogg at a weed dispensary.
That's a surprise.
LA Confidential. He came in.
I thought he owns his own dispensary.
This is amazing. As I was walking in, he's walking out.
Wow.
And I was like. I didn't even have time, you know, the whole security thing, the gates.
He
I didn't
has
have time.
Bodyguards, or
and
was
I
he
went
alone?
Up to him, I was like, no, he was just walking right out. And I went up to him, I'm like, was that just Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I'll have what he's having.
That's the best use of that line.
Snoop Dogg comes. I wonder how Snoop Dogg ordered.
Hey, my man, what's up, cousin? Let me get your best granddaddy purple.
Actually, they have a thing called Snoops.
And
it's the biggest. It's the biggest jug they have. It's like a full like pound or two.
That's probably his.
I was delivering my weed for you. I have plenty of it at home.
Yeah, what's up, cousin? You got my regular?
He's like, he probably picked up a pound of weed and left. Because Snoop Dogg won't do shit. Like, anyway, small amounts of weed for Snoop Dogg just probably won't
cut
it.
I think he has like flower base. With bouquets of joints in his house.
No, you know
a
what
dream
Snoop
of
Dogg
success
has?
Would be at a party and being able to afford Snoop Dogg to come. to your party.
Right.
And just smoke a joint.
You know what?
Corner.
If you pay $10,000, you'll get any celebrity to show up at your party.
I don't want
to
pay $10,000.
No, I'm saying
I would definitely
pay
$10,000 to have Alec Baldwin be at a party.
That'd
and
be cool.
Narrate me. Like
and doing things.
Like, he would have an earpiece. I would have a microphone. And he would just be talking for
Give
me.
Us an example. Really? Give us an example of how Alec Baldwin would narrate you.
I can't do an Alec. Can I do an
Alec? You don't
Baldwin?
Have to do his impression.
He'll do the Alec Baldwin.
Give me an example. I can't do Alec Baldwin.
Why not?
Hey, this is Alec Baldwin. That's the worst Alec Baldwin ever.
But do like, we even you know what he sounds
yeah,
like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, is that how it is, Jack? Are we always going to be doing the right thing? Whenever he's angry. I mean, have you seen The Edge? I mean, that's yes. not really an Alec Baldwin classic, but I mean, Anthony Hopkins.
What's a classic, really?
And them killing a bear is what it's all about.
So I saw Alec that in theaters, actually.
The Edge?
Yes. It was a blind date, whatever.
So if Alec Baldwin was at your party, he would probably be like, in comes Carlo into the kitchen. Do another drink and he'll be inebriated.
Do you want him to speak for you? Or
no, not like
you?
Narrating me, like speak for me.
Okay.
But narrating me would work too. I mean,
he just walks around perfect. Saying
like, what
you're
doing.
Doing?
Just
who
doing
you
a
to?
Full commentary on
Do you
a party
want him to be
mine.
The voice in your head but out loud?
I guess so.
Okay, that's a good way. Yeah. He'll just speak your thoughts.
So this is it, baby. This is a lot of shit going on. There's actually something that I have to tell you about going on this Saturday. A really cool event for all of you that are in Glendale. You want to have something to do this coming Saturday? I highly recommend you go here. It's only $5. It's a donation. And it's a fundraiser. It's a good cause. It's called the Sphera Project Arts Center. It's this Saturday on Brand.
In Glendale.
In Glendale. Across from the Americana, it's at the Brand Cigar Shop.
Lounge.
Go there this Saturday, 7:30. Bring $5. There's live music. There's dancing.
There's
there'll
food.
Be auctions.
I'm assuming there's cigars.
I'm assuming there's cigars. And it's all about raising money for kids' arts events, promoting them, supporting them.
Building a stronger society with more creative people.
But centered around kids and arts, which
I know
can't be
I'm
bad.
Going.
Because I got to tell you, me and my buddy Shant, when we were in high school.
The one with the mustache?
The one with the mustache, the radiant mustache. When we were in high school, this
it's
is
like
the,
an Inglorious Bastard.
Yes.
This was huge for us, and they don't do this anymore in schools right now, and this is very sad. We had gotten a $10,000 grant for something called the VAPA, the Visual and Performing Arts Program.
I remember that.
And you remember because you were in our class, in that art class.
Right.
And they
we got a lot of computers. A
lot of computers. They bought us expensive workstations with 3D software on them, like workstations with Photoshop, you know, animation programs.
That's where I learned Photoshop.
And we were in high school. And, right. and that's where you learned Photoshop. That's where me and Sean learned animation.
Well, now that money is being funneled into Halliburton and shit, so you can't
Now
that
money doesn't even exist. Like, kids don't have that. In school, like now, they don't know if they want to be an animator
no,
or if they want to be
in
a designer.
The interest of the people trying to dumb down society.
You
I'm
do
sorry.
Realize right. that California is bankrupt, right?
California's yeah, bankrupt.
Might
that could be a reason.
Contributing to it.
Who the fuck told California to go bankrupt? Who told them to mismanage
fault.
Their fucking money? That is a good program.
There's
no matter
a
how
lot of money, and it's not bankrupt. There's
this
a lot
of
money
times
going into
where you would
horrible.
Use an Arnold impression.
That's right.
There's no more money. Leave me alone.
There's a lot of money being wasted on useless bullshit for aristocratic purposes and could be funneled into more productive.
You call California budget useless?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully in November.
This is the Armenian
Arnold. I mean, you do realize that there's going to be a marijuana legalization, you know, thing on the ballot in November. So
right.
That could be very interesting. That would
it
definitely
could.
Boost California's economy.
You know what else could be good if marijuana shops all got together and created some kind of a fund for something like children or education?
Right.
Then they would be more respected.
Then they would really be nonprofit because all these dispensaries are supposed to be nonprofit.
Exactly. And if they were to contribute each one a little bit towards something productive towards society,
but
mostly children and child related, that would be great.
They're shutting them down. They're going to be only 70. And
but maybe if they do this, they won't.
But out of the 1,000 dispensaries that are out now, how many of them do you think are really nonprofit?
None.
Probably none, right? But if they did something like that, you're right. That would be a good...
Yeah.
My daughter knows how to paint because of weed.
Exactly. And they can have nice commercials like that.
That's not how the job... That was bad marketing. I'm not...
Can you imagine the TV commercials? Legalize weed and your kids will be artists.
Actually, I can't wait. If it's really on the November ballot, you imagine the pro and con of marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be so many good commercials.
Absolutely.
Listen,
can you imagine
all I know is better than alcohol.
And even now, that new act that... Corporations now have the same voice. Now that means that corporations can just buy ad time for people, for causes. I mean, they used to do that, but
I heard
now
about
it's like
that.
Even more.
I heard about that. That's going to cause a lot of horseshit
on TV
now.
You know, like the Swift boat.
The Swift boat?
Swift Boat was, you know, a random corporation. I mean, we don't have to get
anyway. So this Saturday,
good old right. Carry knowledge. You know, remember yeah. that one?
So make sure this Saturday you head over to the Brand Cigar Shop across from Americana on Brand. $5. You'll have a great night. Good cause. A lot of good people there.
And that's about it.
It's a tax deductible because it's for a good cause, so that $5 is definitely like...
And you got to pay your taxes soon, so keep that in mind.
And it's all like fans of Raw Radio putting it on. Go meet us. We'll be there.
If you guys... Come say hi to us. We'll be giving out autographs if you're nice enough.
Yeva will be the one in the big beehive hairstyle, no?
I'm not Peggy Bundy.
I'm wondering if the Jersey style could come back.
Jersey?
Like, you know, like we just take...
Wait, what's
style.
The Jersey style? Like the big Guido beefed up like muscular...
Yeah,
like and
party.
The slutty girls.
Like, I kind of want to take that over. You know what I mean? Like, if the true definition is of irony is wearing stuff like that, well, why don't we just take it a step further and start wearing Ed Hardy and Affliction and blowing out our hair? I mean,
I don't know.
If I really could do it.
No, because you know what that will do? There's already a very severe lack of incredibly good-looking guys in L.A., and we don't want to contribute to
I
that.
I know, but if you saw me walk into a place with some blown-out hair and, like, bad clothing...
I would
and then I came up to
you.
And I was talking to you in, like, in a normal... Tone.
I would
you
be know, confused.
Like, if you started seeing that, my manners were not Jersey, would that just throw
no,
you off?
No, you know
like,
when a robot gets confused and the head gets all smoky?
Error does not compute.
Yes, does not compute, does not compute. That will happen.
Yeah.
Well,
download.
I think we've said it all.
Have
we've really got to what it is to make money playing poker. Like, you have a really alternative license.
I don't think we went really over any fundamentals.
Well, would you,
poker.
Like to give any advice to someone out there who likes poker, who wants to actually start making
an
income?
Definitely read any book from 2plus2 and 2plus2.com spelled out.
Any particular book titles that you recall really helped you?
Theory
in your...
of Poker, Small Stakes Hold'em.
Career of Poker?
And Hold'em for Advanced Players.
Okay.
Basically going over just simple theory mm-hmm. and that you can use that to your advantage.
And that was priceless, right, to you, like, to read those. Like, that's very important.
Absolutely. That and the website. The website has completely deteriorated. It's nothing but a bunch of, you know, random people posting random
hands.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
There used to be a whole thing of, you know, expert players making 100K, you know.
Right.
So I think the bottom line is that if your dream in life is to play poker, don't give up on it. It's possible.
And really work for it. Read a few books.
I mean,
right.
There you go.
And to take that a little further, right now is a great opportunity. So whatever your dream in life to do is, do it. Because it's totally possible right now. And it's the one window. So don't miss it.
Hey, when weed does become legal, I mean, are we going to like constantly talk about and smoke weed on the show? And like...
I don't know about constantly.
I don't want this to be like... Because there is marijuana radio podcast. Did you know that?
There's probably thousands of marijuana
But there's
radio
one that's
podcasts.
Like popular. And, you know, they're actually okay.
Listen,
to them kind of...
We bring you the truth about weed.
Listen,
we tell you everything is about...
Alcohol is legal. Doesn't mean we drink it all the time.
No, I know.
And talk about it. So... No.
But if we were doing a show like completely on weed, it would probably sound something like this, like... Hey, Eva, what's up, man? Welcome to Raw Radio.
Hold on. That's my bong.
Actually, it'd probably be us just going with jokes that became so esoteric that nobody would really understand them, and then it'd be silence, and then somebody else would bring up a new topic.
We would forget everything we're talking about. So, Carlo, I forgot what I was going to tell you, but
good
to see
you, man.
That's
not true, because when me and my friend... think about getting high. Or anyway, when we do, we have really amazing conversations.
Think about getting high. Your
you
way
do
of saying
realize
you don't get
we're
high.
In California.
This is Raw Radio. What are you doing?
When we get high, we have incredible conversations. We're incredibly funny, and we're like, I wish somebody was here to record this because this is golden material.
So why
but
don't
you?
You
might also
here?
Realize that that's actually just you getting
when
really
me and my
excited
inhale marijuana
about what. I mean, I've gotten excited about something like rolling down on my iPhone or on my hand. I wake up tomorrow morning.
No,
and like,
I mean
full on
conversations.
That
interaction
is not something
that,
smart at all.
No. A lot of them are actually good like, ideas.
Hey, lately, every time I've gone
plastic
to...
plastic barbecue tongs. Why would I do that?
Lately, every time I go to Carlos' house and we like maybe smoke a blunt or something...
He starts...
Chat roulette comes
oh,
up.
Oh, chat roulette. I found this gene. That was
Tell
beautiful,
us what
right?
chat roulette is real quick, Carlo.
Chatroulette.com is a site that I'm not affiliated with in any way, but I saw it. And
you
it's just basically, if you have a webcam, and they have
basically,
a webcam, it's Russian roulette but with webcams.
Yeah.
So that's like weird. I'd say 6 out of 10 times you get a lonely guy who is only looking for a girl to talk to, so he'll just skip you. He'll just hit and go to the next person.
Right.
Then what? I'd say 2 out of 10 is a
girl.
Get
a penis. Or
no. 1 out of 10
sitting
is a penis.
Like this.
Actually, you know? It's more than 1 out of 10. 2 out of 10 times it's a guy with the camera right on his crotch, like fiercely rubbing
jagging it off, or just
wait, what's
you know,
the name of the site?
And I'm not really sure what they're waiting for. I think they're waiting for like another penis to like go head to head.
Who are they waiting for? Are they waiting for someone to be like, oh my god, a penis with no face? Let me stay on this channel.
Actually, me and my friend one
time. What's the name of this?
Yeva, make sure you bookmark chatroulette.com.
You definitely need to go check it out because it is pretty hilarious.
I mean,
I talked to a guy who smoked meth. I talked to
you meet everybody
three
on
just
this
like
thing.
Colombian girls that were getting ready for a party, and you're just talking about nothing.
You know what
really
I
matter.
Thought this was when you first said it? I thought it's like webcams and everyone shoots the gun on cam and which
everyone just kills themselves.
Like
that'd be
so you're saying that the site needs six people that have a gun with a thing in it. That's for a heads
only
up Russian roulette.
That's what we should do
that.
For show 20 because we got to get more and more entertaining. So let's play Russian roulette.
On air.
Mal.
Pat, can you order one revolver with one bullet? Thanks. Show 20.
All right, we got that covered. one of us is going to die.
Did we say it all? We said it all, didn't we?
Not quite, but always leaving wanting more.
That's why we have a huge show 11
that's
coming
what
she
up. Said. Okay, what?
On show 11, we're going to have a very talented girl here. Her name is Lori Tatulian. Hopefully she'll come. She does impressions. She does shows. She puts on acts.
Fabulous.
She's a glorious Alec Baldwin impression. I've heard of it.
She does?
Really?
No,
you're bullshitting.
Call back to the joke.
It's
sorry,
the
sometimes people
way.
Say
at
my
end,
humor is too dry.
Maybe Alec Baldwin will be on the next show. We're not guaranteeing that one.
He might smack Kim Basinger while he's here.
Oh, also Christian Slater. You guys are talking about. He does Auto Trader now.
What Christian Slater?
He's
what
the
do you
voice
mean?
Of AutoTrader.com. You know the commercial where
serious?
All the cars are driving and then they're all red and then they're all Mustangs and then I like this one and it parks.
So Christian Slater really is in Movie Star Jail because he did that one TV series.
Movie Star Jail.
Failed. Like he's
that?
Getting no
I
more
would
movie
love
roles.
My voice to be all that I needed to make
no, but
money.
I'm sure he would love to be in movies. That's like the biggest thing for an actor, like to be in movies. And then if you can't do that, you're in TV.
I think he's
if you
retired.
Can't do that, you're
but
doing.
But he was in a
AutoTrader.
Actually, was he in good movies? Did he really?
He retired.
A killer?
He
I mean, Broken
He did not
arrow.
Retire. Trust me, he did not
so
retire.
So he just doesn't get cast
His
anymore?
His fucking show got canceled.
It wasn't just Trumance. He had to have something else.
Alec
Broken
Baldwin
Arrow
had
was a box
show.
Office
No, Alec Baldwin's
flop, I
hot.
I think Carlo's having a conversation with somebody off mic.
Let's all three of us have our own conversation and not
Sienna,
how
was Vegas this weekend?
So yeah, I'm thinking of some
So I'm doing my life in the ass. I'm saying.
All right, we just lost 20 viewers.
Viewers?
Listeners.
Subscriptions, you mean?
Subscriptions.
Prescriptions?
But gained 5 subscribers with attention deficit disorder.
Snap.
So, tune in next week. We're going to have Lori Tatulian. She does an awesome impression of a Japanese girl having sex.
Ooh, that's always good.
It's really good. Trust me. He's like, something like that. I can't do it. But she's awesome. I bet I could do a whole hour with her. Carlo, thanks for stopping by.
I leave the room that day.
Did you enjoy us?
I had a blast. It was
thanks
a lot
for,
of fun.
Thanks for being here.
I had the most fun talking not about poker, but
we did. Oh, okay.
I was just giving my input.
It's okay. It's the character that counts. And
it
he has
that.
He has that Indiana Jonesy type of a voice. Do something Indiana Jonesy.
Wow. You're on the spot Jonesy. Now. Do something Indiana Jonesy. Go.
I believe. He chose
Give us
poorly.
A late Rococo, early Renaissance. Go.
What Indiana Jones? He doesn't even have famous lines. What famous lines?
I don't know. What I'm saying is you got a good
Throw
voice.
Me the whip. I don't even care.
Yo,
help the guy out a little bit.
Hey, Guido, throw me a rope.
Hey, next thing you know, 1, 2, 3.
And I kill
that
the guy.
That looks like the cup of a carpenter. That's all he says.
That made no sense.
That's what he says when he grabs the Holy Grail. Because remember, they grabbed the gold one.
Right,
gold
right.
one wasn't working.
I'll give
they
you
grabbed
a Holy
that
Grail.
Little clay one.
Let's close with this.
With what?
As always, I just want to say love each other and go make sweet, passionate love to somebody you really love because you won't regret it.
But don't force yourself.
That wouldn't be... That's rape.